Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.
You're listening to the station focusing on the Plymouth-Canton community. This is Community Focus on 88.1 The Park.
Hi, my name is Max Kwong, and welcome to Community Focus. This interview marks the beginning of our diversity series, highlighting some of the different groups in Plymouth and Canton. Today, our guest is Ms. Shunlin Chen, Executive Director of the Association of Chinese Americans.
What is the Association of Chinese Americans?
Association of Chinese Americans, and we call it ACA in brief. ACA is a nonprofit 501c3 organization established in 1972.
What things go on at the organization?
ACA is a mission statement. We are actually dedicated to advancing the social, political, and economic well-being of not just Chinese Americans, but overall Asian Americans in the local area.
Have you seen the successes over the years since it has started in 1972?
Yes, we are actually celebrating our 42-year anniversary. Over the past 40 years, we started off on a very small clinic in the old downtown Chinatown, and progressively we rented out a building to provide social and healthcare, preventive healthcare services. And then in 2005, we purchased a building, a building used to be Chi Chi Restaurant in Madison Heights. Yeah, multiple service locations.
That's cool. Yeah, I think you have one in Detroit as well.
Yeah, that's the one actually started out from the clinic that I mentioned in the old Chinatown. Yeah, we started out from the Chinatown area. And then over the years, as the Detroit, has some dramatic change geographically inside the city, we moved to Woodward, close to Wayne State campus, 5 years ago. So we rent out 4 rooms over the Hannah House building on Woodward provide service to Detroit for our Detroit program.
You mentioned that there formerly was a Chinatown in Detroit. Do you happen to know where in Detroit that would be?
You know, close to Tiger Stadium, there's an area on Peterborough. There's a few blocks used to be Chinatown. But when we purchased the building, I don't think that's the full Chinatown, maybe a few blocks. But over the year, people move out, and then with the Highway 75 established, people just move out of the area.
How do you think the Chinese population has changed over the years in the Detroit area?
I think we're still getting people moving into Detroit because of job change or, people pursue higher education. So I think we're still getting a lot of either professional or students coming to Detroit. And then we're being seeing a lot of seniors who, through the immigration process, to unite with their family.
You know, personally, I haven't really seen a large Chinatown in the Detroit area, but I've seen a lot of Chinese establishments, especially in Madison Heights area and Novi and Troy in that area. So that's what I felt familiar with originally.
Right. Detroit is a little bit different. And Chinese population, we do have a significant population here, but it's scattered at different places, not like in other big cities that people concentrate, or at least they have a significant Chinatown, the so-called Chinatown area. So for Detroit, we're a little bit different. We have people scattered throughout the Metro Detroit area, and then I think most people gather together because of good school district. That's what we're pursuing a lot of the Chinese family.
On another topic here, Association of Chinese Americans, you guys hold a lot of events throughout the year. What are some of the events you guys have?
We're not like other Chinese organizations that maybe they have a few events throughout the years to celebrate the holidays and things, maybe to emphasize the Chinese culture, because each different group have the different purpose. But we're the only one that actually provide day-to-day ongoing services. This is the very different part of our organizations. So we're not just doing some event to celebrate seasonal or, to celebrate the festivals. We do day-to-day ongoing education, preventive health care, social services, a lot of social activity to provide people a place to get together, especially for people who have language and cultural barriers. for them to have a place to seek the service that they need, and also to get together to have a sense of belonging. And this is a very important part for people who first come to this country as an immigrant.
I understand that there's also senior programs that the Association of Chinese Americans hold. Could you describe those?
We see the needs of seniors because some of them are here living independently, maybe not very close to their children or other families. So we just figure that it would be nice if we provide a place for them to get together, to have some social connection with where the people will have the same background. Also, seniors, they always have transportation needs, and then they have language issues. So it would be nice to have a place that, you know, to satisfy their daily needs in terms of the socialization purpose. And also, when they have problem, when they need to write a letter or call their doctor to talk to the doctor or pharmacist for something that they have language barrier, and then they cannot express precisely, and then we have social work assistant to help them to get through all the troubles or difficulties every day.
Now, on the other spectrum of the other age spectrum, you also have a summer camp for younger children. How's that like?
Right. ACA is very well known for its senior services, but what we're trying to do is that actually we provide services to a broad range of population, not just the seniors. So 15 years ago, we started out with a just a one-week summer camp, and then it came out very successfully. Through that one-week program, we tried to connect young people here who were born here with the root culture. So we teach in Chinese cultures like painting, Chinese calligraphy, arts and crafts, singing and dancing, just many different things for them to have a taste of Chinese culture, and then, you know, just to spark their interest of knowing more. So they come back next year. You know, every summer, many kids just keep coming back. So our programs, you know, kind of grows from one location to three locations, and then from 1 week to 3 weeks. We serve children from five-year-old, you know, kindergarten all the way to 15 years old. And then we have a very good group of young people, college or high school graduated, to help with the counselor roles, you know, to help either mentoring the younger kids in learning, and then in, you know, interacting with the peers.
Mentioned that the program also teaches young kids like cultural things like painting and stuff. What are some of your favorite aspects of the Chinese culture?
Well, actually, are you talking about just like specific activity?
Yeah, just anything.
I personally like cooking very very much. And I think over the year, we arrange cooking class. We incorporate cooking class into our summer program, and it came out very successfully. And then we have a lot of seniors, volunteers, came out to help out with the cooking, you know, in a traditional way. And I think this is a great approach for intergeneration connection or interaction. Like the grandma teaching the grandchildren how to make a dumplings or how to make a baozi. So the kids, you know, they not just know all these things, and then they know how to do it, and they get a chance to do it.
So you really like cooking, huh?
I like it very much, and I see children benefit from it.
What's your favorite dish?
I like to teach, not just myself, but I like to teach children to make dumplings.
Make dumplings.
Because it's very, kids always enjoy dumplings, jiaozi. And then the other way is that, you know, there's a lot of things that they can learn from when they practice the skills, and they learn from scratch, you know, from adding flour with water, and then to make a wrap, and then make the filling and everything, and put together, and then, you know, at the end of the activity, people get to get together and enjoy the dumpling together. So I think it's a very meaningful way for young kids to learn Chinese culture.
You know, especially for the fact that I think 2 months ago, In February, there's Chinese New Year, so there's definitely a lot of food going around.
Yes, exactly. And dumpling is actually one of the Chinese New Year foods, I would say, you know, because they symbolize the ancient form of currency. Yeah.
You know, for my Chinese New Year table, I think we had, like, fish, we had chicken, a lot of vegetables, and, you know, I guess just a traditional fare.
Right. Right.
Where would you say is the heart of the Chinese population now in the Greater Detroit area?
Like I said, it's very different from some other big major city in U.S. We scattered, but I know there's a large concentration in Canton, Plymouth area, and also Troy, Novi, and Ann Arbor.
All right.
So these are the areas that I know have significant Chinese population.
What type of other traditions or events happen throughout the year, especially with the Asian community?
We celebrate Chinese New Year. That's the major thing that we celebrate in terms of to introducing our culture to the mainstream or to the community. We also celebrate Lantern Festival. That's the end of the Chinese New Year. And Moon Festival, and also the Dragon Boat Festival. So all these different festivals, you know, they have different color, different meanings, but they always are good opportunities for family or friends to get together, and that's what the Chinese, you know, part of the Chinese culture and the traditional value.
You know, I think coming up of May or June, it's Duanwujie.
The Dragon Boat Festival. Yes.
So,
And the people get together during Dragon Boat Festival, and then bei zongzi.
Those are tasty.
Yes.
You make them yourself?
I don't. I buy them from the store.
Yeah, our family, we cook a lot, so we make them by hand.
Okay.
So that's something I personally look forward to in Chinese culture.
Okay, yes, definitely. Other than this once-a-year summer camp, we have now an ongoing, during the school year, Chinese field trip program. Quite a few high schools in Macomb and Troy area, also Detroit. All the public school classes that offer Chinese class, the teacher will organize the class and come to the center for a one-day field trip. So we will organize a few activity for them to learn yo-yo, to learn how to make dumplings, and then we will give them a presentation about the Chinese culture. And at noontime, most of the school kids, they will stay there and enjoy a Chinese meal. So this has become a very popular program, and we have quite a few schools come out this year. So far, you know, especially during the Chinese New Year time, that's the time the teacher always want to bring their students to experience the real Chinese, authentic Chinese New Year flavor, I would say that. So it's a very successful program.
So where would these kids go on a field trip to?
We have a center in Madison Heights. So they most of the field trips are conducted in that building, in the center over there, because that's our own facility, and it's large. We have large meeting halls, and then we have staff and teacher volunteers over there to provide all the lessons.
All right, well, I've exhausted all my questions. Is there anything else you'd love to add, Ms. Chen Linchen?
I would say that, it's just a good opportunity, and then thank you very much, and then we really hope that through this part of promotion, people will see Chinese as a friendly community, and they would love to come out to visit us. We have two locations, one in Detroit, as I said, close to Wayne State University at the Hannah House, and the other facility is at Madison Heights. That's our own building. And then we have two satellite programs, one in Canton that we're using Summit Park for a weekly meeting, and then we have a program in Macomb County office. So we hope that we can be helpful to whoever love to know Chinese more.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time for this interview.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.
All right. 谢谢。
不客气。再见。
再见。
Thanks for listening to our first diversity series, Community Focus. My name is Max Kwong, and our guest today was Ms. Shunlin Chen, Executive Director of the Association of Chinese Americans. Our diversity series will run through April, and as always, Community Focus airs every Wednesday from 5:45 to 6 p.m. Thanks for listening.
Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.